There's some sort of cosmic connection between football and law these days. I have three examples. First, on ABC's Monday Night Football, the sidelines reporter explained that Coach John Gruden of the Super Bowl-winning Tampa Bay Buccaneers has approached, somewhat inexplicably, a successful lawyer for advice on maintaining football excellence. Second, law-obsessed author John Grisham has just released a new novel about football. And finally, Chance Herridge's favorite class at the Air Force Academy is law. It says as much on the Academy's website. Chance Herridge, you might recall, is the quarterback for the Air Force Falcons football team. He's the one who punched a Northwestern coach a couple of Saturdays ago after the coach accidentally bumped him on the way to celebrate a Wildcats recovery of a Chance Herridge fumble. In a press release, the Air Force Director of Athletics downplayed Herridge's actions, calling the punch instinctive. I wonder if Chance Herridge learned about a tort known as battery in his favorite law class. Battery is broadly defined as an intentional, harmful, or offensive touching, say, a punch. And battery can be not only a criminal wrong, but a civil wrong. Someone hits you, you can sue them for damages. Take it outside to the sports arena, fellas, and there's a twist. Consent is always a defense to a battery claim. But in contact sports, courts are apt to find consent implied simply by taking part in the game. You generally can't sue for battery if you've agreed to participate in an athletic event that encourages battery. But note that I use the word generally. If a contact goes beyond what participants expect, beyond their consent, a battery claim is possible. One example is from Louisiana. A prison guard agreed to role play the part of a prisoner in a training game called, with great foreshadowing, the Angry Crowd Exercise. When the guards in training began enthusiastically beating the volunteer prisoner with unpadded batons, even after he told them to stop, a court allowed the man's battery claim to go forward. The all-too-real simulation went beyond what he thought he was getting himself into. It exceeded the scope of his consent. There are gridiron examples as well. No recovery for someone elbowed in the eye during a passing drill in an advanced football class. Aggressive play in football is simply to play the game as it should be played, the court wrote in that case. But when a professional football player intentionally punched another player after a tackle and after the play was finished, the court found that the injured player hadn't consented to that sort of aggression. As one Illinois court wrote in a soccer case, some of the restraints of civilization must accompany every athlete onto the playing field. Which is not to say that Chance Herridge would be liable for battery. Much depends on the precise facts surrounding the after-the-play contact. But I wouldn't be surprised if he's sweating it just a tiny bit, given his interest in law and all. So remembering the cosmic connection between football and law these days, are you ready for some football? It's a little too chancy for me. I'm Amy.